This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Johnson
and Mark.
Coming up, we got the story that, Johnson, you're going to be sharing with us that is in reference sort of to the police. In this case, the toughest sheriff in America, or the so-called self-proclaimed toughest sheriff. That's Joe Arpaio. What's the latest with him? We've been kind of on and off keeping up with the developments in his career because we're not fans here on Free Talk Live. But we'll get into that coming up here. We, in just a few moments ago, were talking about the Philando Castile case yet again and had dragged out a quote from Officer Yanez, the shooter, the man who shot to death Philando Castile, the permit holder, the gun permit holder, concealed carry permit holder, who was killed on the side of the road, ostensibly in what was supposed to be a traffic stop for a burnt-out brake light. And he told the officer he had a gun, that he had a permit, and you know, he was concealed carrying, and the officer proceeded to blast him away in front of a small child and his girlfriend. So you're certainly, as always, welcome to comment on that. But, Mark, you had a related story about a cop killing another cop or shooting another cop. Does the other cop in your story die, or does he survive the encounter?
I'm not entirely clear on that one.
Okay, where's the story
from? I read it yesterday, and it doesn't remind me. This is from Washington Post.
Okay.
And I don't know what's related about it. You can decide what the relations
are. Cops killing people.
Okay. A friendly fire incident in which an off-duty St. Louis policeman was shot while coming to the aid of fellow officers has taken on racial overtones after an incendiary claim by the injured officer's attorney. Yep, the officer was viewed as a threat because he was black.
Uh-oh.
The St. Louis Police Department has not identified any of the officers involved in Wednesday night's incident. The officer who shot the off-duty policeman was white.
So this is pretty fresh news, then, is what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay.
All seven officers involved are on administrative leave as the department sorts out what happened. What is known is that officers with an anti-crime task force were tracking a car that was stolen from the Maryland Heights community after its license plate had been detected by an automatic reader. I love those things, those automatic readers. They really help with keeping all of us safe. Wednesday night, interim police chief.
It's for revenue.
Yeah, that's what it's for. Yeah. Interim police chief Lawrence O'Toole told reporters during the chase, the armed men inside the car opened fire. Officers fired back, hitting one of the men in the ankle during the ensuing exchange. The vehicle ultimately crashed in a neighborhood on the north side of the city, and the occupants jumped out and ran, police said. Hmm. The man shot in the ankle was quickly arrested, along with a teenager who was caught after a brief chase. A third man, who police believed was armed, got away and remained at large.
Hmm.
By the time this story was put out, an off-duty officer who lives nearby heard the commotion, grabbed his service pistol, and headed to the scene to assist his fellow officers.
Hmm.
He arrived as the other officers were carrying out the arrest. The other officers ordered the off-duty officer to the ground, then recognized him as a fellow policeman and told him to stand up and walk toward them. As he approached, another officer arrived and shot the off-duty officer in the arm, apparently not recognizing him, the police told the Associated Press. The black officer, who's 38 years old and an 11-year veteran of the force, was treated at the hospital and released.
So it's the idea that the cop that had come on the scene sees a black man carrying a gun walking towards the other officers and just, you know, figured.
Bang. So, in all likelihood, as I understand the story, the three people in the car were black. Mm-hmm. And so they've got this sort of reports on the radio, hey, black guys shooting at officers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get to the scene, there's a black guy with a gun, bang.
Well, apparently, if you are a police officer, and especially a black police officer, you are at extreme risk if you don't have your uniform on.
Yep. Just to be clear, the officer told the investigators he feared for his safety.
The cop that shot the other guy.
Because that's what you say.
That's the
you shoot and then say you feared for your safety.
That's the get out of jail free card for cops.
Yeah, so
it works. I mean, every time, doesn't it? When has it been
that
a cop has been disbelieved?
It hasn't been too many times that black officers have been shot for being black by white officers.
That's true.
If that's what happened here, and again, I don't know what happened in anybody's
mind. Well, you said, they're not revealing the names yet, so nobody can really
There's
do anything.
There's a story like this last year of a black firefighter that was arrested, put on the ground, shot. Something happened to him that was sort of negative, and, at some point or another, people are going to be sensing a pattern here. All I can say is that police officers in the United States of America shoot people far more often than police officers in any other industrialized country that I've been able to look at. I've looked and looked and looked and looked and looked, because I don't want to believe that this is the reason, right? But it's not just color. They just shoot too much. And it apparently is because they're told, shoot first, say you felt threatened. That's what I'm guessing, because that seems to be what happens over and over.
That's right.
Or they feel threatened a lot, and they're not qualified to be officers. It's a threatening position, and you've got to be the kind of person who's cool under pressure. I don't know what else to say about this, but whose side am I supposed to take when the black officers get shot by the white officer? Whose side am I supposed to take as a good, red-blooded American? The police officer shoots the police officer. Right? One of them was getting paid to be there. The other one was just coming out to be helpful.
Yep. You should, in my opinion, take the side of the guy that got shot, because the dude that shot him did not ascertain what was going on. He just rolled right up, and from the description at least, right? He just rolled right on up and started blasting, saw a black man with a gun, and jumped to some conclusions. And the question is whether he will face any consequences for jumping to conclusions like that. It sounds like he thankfully didn't take this other man's life, but shot him in the arm or something like that. So he's injured is what the description was. And so he's fortunate that he doesn't have a dead body on his hands, and maybe he can make it up to him somehow, but geez.
I can totally see why somebody might be upset, why somebody might be black and upset about how things are going in this country when they see story after story after story like this.
Sure.
Look, I can't tell you what the statistics are like. I can't tell you what it's like to be black. I can't tell you any of those things. But I can say that I'm seeing a lot of these stories, and the Washington Post isn't exactly known for being a liberal rag, folks. This is... there's only one side to the story, because it's the cops shooting the cops.
Yeah, there's an interesting story here also about that Philando Castile NRA question. Like, why has the NRA not come out and spoken about this? In fact, that's what Michael Cohen over at the Boston Globe is asking. The silence.
Now, there's a liberal rag for you.
Yeah, he says is deafening on this. He says that in the days since a Minnesota police officer who shot and killed Philando Castile was acquitted of manslaughter, the outcry on both social media and in the streets of the Twin Cities has been loud and angry. But it's the silence about the Castile case that might be the most deafening. That liberals and advocacy groups like Black Lives Matter are furious about the verdict is not surprising. Philando Castile is yet another black man shot down by a police officer after years of law enforcement harassment. Before his needless and tragic death, Castile had previously been pulled over by the police an astounding 49 times. It's hard to think of a more telling story about the racially biased interactions between black Americans and law enforcement than a black man being pulled over 49 times by police and on the 50th time being shot down for doing nothing wrong, and then the officer who killed him being found not guilty of the charges.
And he misses the fact that, NPR reports that six of those times was he ticketed for something that could be observed outside of the vehicle.
But why aren't conservatives up in arms? Why aren't gun owners full of indignation over a licensed gun owner being shot and killed by a police officer with no accountability and no punishment? They say that Philando Castile was, from all accounts, a model citizen. He worked in a school cafeteria where he'd memorized the names and food allergies of 500 of the students.
Wow.
More coming up here, a little bit more about Philando, your calls and thoughts. Then we'll get into America's toughest sheriff. What's going on with old Joe Arpaio? Things getting a little bit tough for him. A little hot water, perhaps. Formal team more coming up.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You just dial on in toll free and join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE. If you want, 855-450-3733. Otherwise, we can continue to talk about police corruption. And one of the kings of police corruption, Joe Arpaio, is back in the news, and Johnson has an update on what's going on with him. It's been a while since we've talked about old Sheriff Joe. We'll get the latest on what's been going on. I think he's in court, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
So we'll get into that coming up here. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. So if you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you really ought to join Dash. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low and transactions are fast. It can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Now, Dash is decentralized and it's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org. And you can find out why. So we were looking into this story about, you know, why are the NRA, you know, why hasn't the NRA issued a statement here? I mean, the Philando Castile case is not a new case. It's been going on for well over a year, I believe, at this point in the news. And what was just in the news is that the police officer who shot this innocent man to death on the side of the road for after being pulled over for a burnout brake light. After the man, Mr. Castile, informed the officer, Officer Yanez, that he was indeed carrying a concealed weapon, which he was permitted to do, by the way, the cop shot him to death. And so the question is, why hasn't the NRA weighed in here? According to Michael Cohen at the Boston Globe, Philando Castile was, from all accounts, a model citizen. He worked in a school cafeteria where he'd memorized the names and food allergies of 500 students. And that should be enough reason for conservatives to be upset, but Castile was also a licensed and permitted gun owner. To avoid risk of being shot, he told the officer, who pulled him over, that he had a firearm on him, that he had a permit to carry it. And he was reaching for his license, not his weapon.
Well, yeah, he was reaching for his license immediately after being told to reach for his, for license and registration.
Correct. And that hardly mattered because within moments he'd been mortally wounded. Quite simply, Philando Castile is dead today because he was exercising his constitutionally protected right to bear arms.
If you watch the video, though, what this cop just wanted to shoot this guy because, he says, don't pull it out to his gun. And Castile responds,
I'm not pulling it or not.
I'm not taking my gun out. I'm getting my license or something.
I disagree with the assessment. So I don't believe this. I believe this officer is unqualified to be an officer.
Well, right, because he's a blithering idiot.
You're saying he was too incompetent to want to kill him, that he just
right.
was a
this
dumb,
guy
dummy.
Was weeping, standing there shaking with his gun in his hand,
shouting,
holding it
screaming.
On this woman after she just shot her boyfriend right there dead in front of her kid. I told him not to go for it.
Yes.
And
yeah.
She's like,
he was justifying it.
Officer, she's taking video, right? She's Facebook Live of this, and she's saying, officer, he told you he wasn't going for it. He informed you that he's concealed carry permit holder. You just shot him dead. Like she just lays it out for him. She's cool
as a cucumber.
Sure. She's got ice water in her veins, and this guy's coming unglued. Why is he coming unglued? Because he wasn't qualified to go up to somebody's window in the first place.
Yet the National Rifle Association, an organization that's nominally devoted to protecting the constitutional right of Americans to arm themselves to the teeth, has said nothing about the acquittal in the Castile case. Last July, when the shooting occurred, the NRA put out a statement that tepidly read, quote, the reports from Minnesota are troubling and must be thoroughly investigated, unquote. An organization that used the shooting of 20 kindergartners in Newtown, Connecticut, to call for armed guards to be stationed in the nation's schools, said that they couldn't comment on an ongoing investigation. Some would argue the NRA is loath to alienate police officers, who are a critically important constituency of the organization.
I tend to think that's
what this is.
Plays a big role.
But after the massacre of 5 Dallas police officers last summer, the NRA was hardly reticent in defending the, quote, right of law-abiding Americans to carry firearms for the defense of themselves and others, unquote.
Yeah, it seems like they were ready to comment on that case before it was reached its conclusion, and now it has reached its conclusion. What do we think about that, NRA?
The Boston Globe's author continues speculating that the real reason for the NRA's silence on Castile probably has more to do with the color of the victim's skin. As Shannon Watts of the pro-gun control group Moms Demand Action, it's a terrible group, by the way, they've tried to put forth their nonsense here in New Hampshire and thank goodness have not succeeded, pointed out in their tweet storm this weekend, such reticence from the NRA when black Americans are killed is nothing new. When Tamir Rice, remember this one, the 12-year-old who was carrying a BB gun or some sort of toy gun, was shot by police to death in Cleveland. And when John Crow, remember that one? That was when he was in a park. And somebody had called the cops on him because he had a gun. The cops just rolled up and shot him.
It was really about that quick.
There's an interesting article from today that I could share here on this. It's the title is Drama Yanez. A previous arrest offers insight into the beleaguered officer's mind.
Can we talk about that coming up here? Let me finish this here. The real reason they say here, okay, so Tamir Rice, we got that story. Then when John Crawford III was shot in an Ohio Walmart while carrying a toy gun, shot to death.
Right, this is the guy looking at airsoft guns in Walmart.
Yep.
Right?
Never threatened anybody. Never did anything to deserve.
Well, there are accusations that he pointed the gun, the airsoft gun, at people's the direction of people. But I mean, I haven't seen it. I've seen nothing other than allegations.
Mm-hmm. Well, in theory, there should be video of that. I mean, there was surveillance video in the store.
That would be an important part of that case, yeah.
So anyway, John Crawford was shot in that Walmart. The NRA didn't issue a statement defending the state's open carry laws, which theoretically should have protected both men. Yet when Trayvon Martin was killed in Florida, the NRA defended Stand Your Ground laws, but failed to note, as the organization often does, that had Martin been armed, he could have protected himself. When a South Carolina police officer shot a 26-year-old black man who was defending his home from intruders, the NRA said nothing. The NRA promotes gun ownership with the dubious claim that a gun will protect Americans, their families, and their homes from criminals. And I think that it does. So, I mean, that's the author's opinion that it's dubious. I think there's plenty of examples of people who have successfully protected their homes with guns, including, you know, children in homes getting a gun and protecting their families. Those things have happened. But going on here, it says, considering the organization's silence when it comes to the deaths of black gun owners, one might easily conclude they don't mean criminals of all races, but they mean black criminals. The simple fact is that the NRA's core support and opposition to gun control laws in general comes from white rural Americans. Those Americans, many of whom have also voted for Donald Trump, tend to have a fearful, conspiratorial, and racially tinged view of the world. Now, that's true of the liberals as well, let's be clear. There's plenty of liberals out there that have a fearful, conspiratorial, and racially tinged view of the world as well. So, you know, obviously this article has its particular political viewpoint, but they do make some good points.
I'm interested in the facts in this article. This author's opinions stink.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the facts of the article that interest me.
All right. So coming up here, Johnson, you had a related story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can share that with us. And you can share your thoughts with us at 855-450-FREE. More on the Philando Castile case. Officer Yanez, Geronimo Yanez, will get into a different stuff. You get details on a previous stop of his. And what can we learn from that? We'll find out coming up on Free Talk Live.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true taste and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and join us right here. If you want, you can bring up anything at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We're going to get into another bad cop, Joe Arpaio, the so-called America's Toughest Sheriff. Johnson's got that story. But first, we're digging a little bit deeper into Philando Castile's death, specifically at the hands of Officer Geronimo Yanez, who is no longer an officer for now.
Good.
He was relieved of his duties, and I'm guessing they're not going to rehire him, considering they just settled for $3 million with Philando's mother.
To. You know, you know how these
unions,
and you know, once, I mean, these unions are incredibly powerful. Unions tend to only be powerful when it comes to public sector workers, because, well, there's really no boss. There's no employer. The employer is the taxpayer, and there's really no one who's less powerful than a taxpayer. I mean, these are people that are being extorted for their money already. What kind of power could they possibly have?
So we're going to tell you a little bit more about that. Of course, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com. You go to shop.freetalklive.com, and there's links there to Amazon, US, UK, and Canada. You just click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live benefits because we get a portion of your purchase price when you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Johnson, you found a story about Officer Yanez, the man who killed Philando Castile, shot him to death multiple times in front of a little child and his girlfriend on the side of the road. And somebody did a little digging. They found some, a previous incident of Officer Yanez's. Where did you get the story from?
That's correct. So this story is actually coming from, what is the source here? It is citypages.com.
Okay. That's a website where they've got a pretty detailed forum. So if I'm recalling the City Pages correctly, or maybe it's City Data. Is this a forum post?
I think you're thinking of City Data.
Yeah, I'm thinking City Data.
This is sort of like more like a news...
Okay.
Type of organization.
Got it.
Anyway, the story goes, the day former St. Anthony officer Geronimo Yanez was acquitted in the death of Philando Castile, musician Maida Miller revealed that the same officer had pointed a gun at her 27-year-old brother in the same area in a similar situation not long before he shot Castile.
City Pages, by the way, is a Minneapolis-focused website, so this is a local site.
The subsequent police report provides some insight into the beleaguered ex-officer's mindset and the stress he felt in his last year on the job. On the night of November 6, 2015, 8 months to the day of Castile's daily traffic stop, James Miller was driving home from a party in St. Paul to his home in St. Anthony Park, where he passed Yanez on Highway 280. It was about 9 p.m. and Yanez was parked on the side of the freeway, having just pulled over another driver. James passed close enough to Yanez that the officer felt a strong gust of wind. Yeah, on the side of a highway, you think? Anyway, according to the police report, the vehicle almost killed me, Yanez wrote. I screamed because I had no place to move as the vehicle screamed by me. I thought I was going to die.
Well, okay, so first off, let's point out that...
He's a thinker, that Yanez.
This is the reality that police officers deal with every day, right? Like, they're on the side of the road. And some
do get hit.
In some states, you're supposed to get over, but that only makes the road more deadly because people are merging because they have to get over because somebody's... got their gumballs sitting on the side of the road, flashing all over the place. Emergency lights are intended to distract people. That's their job, to grab attention. And then, police officers get knocked into ditches all over America. That's why traffic stops should be important. A traffic stop should be important enough that you're willing to have a government employee's life put on the line. Because this is a deadly activity.
It's risky.
That's why... It should not be for frivolous things.
Mm.
That's why Philando Castile being pulled over 49 times in the last 10 years or whatever the number was shows that there's a lot of frivolous activity going on as far as these pullovers.
If somebody's, revenue generation.
Yeah, if somebody's going 9, 10, 11, 12 miles an hour over the speed limit and they're not driving recklessly or carelessly or whatever terminology one wishes to use, then maybe it's not worth pulling them over because it's not worth having a police officer die.
Mm.
Yeah, so... Again, thought he was going to die, because a vehicle drove by him while he was on the side of the highway.
He said he was scared.
Yanez ran back to his squad and gave pursuit. Lights activated. James failed to pull over, but continued on, swerving in his lane, according to the report. I then observed the driver reaching down towards the center console.
I love the swerving in the lane.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this is how ridiculous...
Suggesting he's drunk or out of control.
But he's in his lane.
Right.
This is how ridiculous his lane.
Driving in America has gotten. They can now get you for staying within your lane.
I then observed the driver reaching down towards the center console and the floorboards of the car, Yanez wrote. I believed that he was reaching for a weapon and was in fear for my life again. This is not again, again because he had been passed on the side of the highway. James finally came to a stop on a residential street. Yanez wrote that he unholstered his gun and pointed it at the driver, ordering him to stay in the car with his hands up. He was arrested without incident. The police only found a 5-inch pocket knife on him. I left the area.
He's probably going to stab this officer with his 5-inch pocket knife, right?
Yeah. What did he arrest him for? Driving recklessly?
I guess. I left the area to recuperate, and as wrote, I was upset, mad, and terrified that I was almost hit by a vehicle traveling at 60 to 70 miles per hour. My body would have been mutilated if Miller would have hit me with his vehicle. A sergeant arrived and volunteered to take custody over so that James so that Yanez could take some time to relax.
I mean, this guy
sounds like he's bucking for a paid leave to me.
He sounds like a wussy.
Yeah. James Miller was charged with a third-degree DWI. He had no prior history of drunk driving, though. Hmm. Marta says her brother James has his license back now and works as a cook. To avoid jail time, he paid a fine and took classes. He's currently on probation.
You know, it seems to me like if you are going to take a job as a cop, then you have to understand that you're going to be on the side of some roads and that there's a good chance that, you know, you might get hit or you're going to have some close calls. And, the idea, I think he said screamed.
You're not supposed to have, they're not supposed to have close calls. You know why? They're supposed to position their vehicles behind the car and in further into the highway so that if something were to happen, if somebody were to come closer to the side of the road,
uh-huh,
they would hit their car.
Which might then slam into them. I mean, I don't know if that's going to help.
Now, if the parking brake is deployed the way it's supposed to be, I mean, it might move forward somewhat, but it shouldn't.
Well, a semi-truck slamming into a brake car.
A semi-truck, but not a normal vehicle.
Yeah.
I mean, not a normal vehicle.
I get what you're saying there. Yeah.
Well, look, there's work that needs to be done on the side of the road. I do it on a regular basis as a firefighter. I haven't been in a situation where it's like, wee, oh, they almost got me. You know, like, I just, you know, you got to pay attention when you're out there.
Right.
And look, another thing has happened as far as police go. I've attempted to, you know, being pulled over, attempted to find a place to pull over that was sort of safe.
Oh, yeah, they don't like that.
They want you to pull over right there on the side of the road.
Right.
In some cases,
block a whole lane.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. It's just an authoritarian obedience thing. They want you to pull over right then. And if you try to take your time to find a parking lot or, you know, side street or something like that, man.
It could help if you're going to do that to, you know, deploy your emergency lights or deploy your turn signal.
I've done that.
Signal.
I turn my lights on, turn them off, mm-hmm, to signal that I've understand what's going on, put my flashers on, and I continue riding to find someplace good to pull over. I get a whoop, whoop, you know, and then the flashes, the flashing lights in the back.
Oh, mine, once in Florida, a cop came right up on me like I was going slow, and he just, tailgated me as close as he possibly could, just... and doing the flashing lights and everything and just being as intimidating as he possibly could from behind me in the cruiser.
It's when you come up to your window, you ask him, are you okay, officer? Have you been drinking?
Yeah, that'll go well.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. More about Yanez coming up. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You dial on in here toll-free if you want to join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. We've been talking about Geronimo Yanez, who is the officer who shot to death one Philando Castile, who's a young gentleman that was, you know, normal person, just had a job, and didn't really have any significant criminal record besides traffic violations, of which the cops had been targeting him very heavily, apparently. He ended up being shot to death by Officer Geronimo Yanez. And, Johnson, you found an interesting story over at citypages.com, which is a Minneapolis area website, the right news and opinion site. And they did a little digging on Officer Yanez, finding another previous incident where Yanez got a little frightened on the side of the road by somebody who ostensibly passed too close to him. Now, we don't really know how close the passing was. Mm. That's not made clear. There's no video of this incident. So you have to go with what Officer Yanez had to say about how close it was. And he claimed that he felt a strong gust of wind and that he screamed as a result of that. I mean, I'm just trying to imagine a, you know, fully grown police officer standing by the side of the road screaming as a car passes by him. I mean, cars pass by you all the time when you're doing pullovers. It's a risky endeavor that this guy, that his reaction, even if it was particularly close, you would think that, you know, a more standard, I'm used to this kind of reaction would be, that was a close one. But to scream as a result of having been passed closely, that just seems like He seems like a mama's boy to me.
I just remember being on my bicycle, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old, riding around Bradenton, Florida, and how often cars would go by me.
Close.
And you would feel the gust of wind.
Sure.
You know, and there's times when it's like a truck or something, and you'd kind of look up or whatever. Was I braver as a 14-year-old on a bicycle than this officer?
You definitely don't want an officer that might pass out from the vapors. My stars!
Oh, my. Oh. So he, you know, believed he was almost killed. He said, I had no place to move as the vehicle screamed by me. I thought I was going to die. Then, as he...
I thought I was going to die!
Then he gets back in the squad car... after the man who was driving that he was chasing allegedly failed to pull over while supposedly swerving in his lane, he says, I then observed the driver reaching down toward the center console and floorboards of the car. I believed he was reaching for a weapon.
I mean, that might be where somebody would keep their registration, you know?
I mean, or he's throwing his drugs or whatever.
The
right?
registration has to be somewhere.
And I was in fear for my life again. I mean, it just seems like this guy is constantly scared.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree with you, Mark. Your assessment here that this dude should never have been in any kind of situation in which he has to deal with unknown members of the public. Because apparently they were all a threat to him. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Ralph. He's in... You're not in Minnesota. Oh, he wants to talk about Minnesota. Ralph in New Jersey.
You know,
go ahead.
I always like to believe that black criminality is driven by, you know, El Negro animal.
This
and
is not a criminal,
against,
sir. Are you calling on the topic that we're discussing?
Yes. That's exactly what I had in mind.
Philando Castile is not a criminal.
But nevertheless, you know,
Philando Castile was the victim here. He wasn't a criminal.
Justice was served here, nevertheless, right?
Huh?
The cop is no longer... The cop is discharged. The cop is terminated from service.
The cop was terminated, but he wasn't found guilty.
Do you think you or if we would have shot somebody who was not going for a weapon, would have just been fired from our jobs? Or do you think we would have been found guilty of manslaughter and put in prison?
What about the fact that this case reminds me of the Peter Liang case in New York, okay? He was scared of his life, though. The Peter Liang.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I haven't looked up. Okay. Well, I can Google search it real quick.
Peter Liang. Peter Liang. Look it up.
Peter Liang.
L-I, yes. Right.
L-I what?
L-I-A-N-G.
Okay.
That wasn't a black-white situation. Why did they make this into a black-white situation when in fact it was not? That's the big lie that came out of this sort of case.
I don't know if it's a black-white situation, and I've tried not to talk about it as a black-white situation.
No.
But what I see here is a man who has been pulled over 49 times. And I'm not going to claim to be white, but I am going to claim that I don't look black. And that kind of crap happened to me, I'd be outraged. I'd be at City Hall demanding some badges.
But I still maintain that black criminality has to do with the war on bullies by the animal Obama.
The war on bullies? Yes.
What does white black criminality have to do with Philando Castile?
You see, you need to look at it in that light.
But what it's okay.
You're not making any sense.
It's okay to shoot black people because they're black?
Why we just look like they are victims all the time?
Wait. Look, man, Philando Castile is a dude. It doesn't matter. He's not part of the great black establishment that's attempting to work with Barack Obama to undermine Filipino-United States relationships. That's ridiculous. He was a cafeteria worker attempting to feed his family. A cafeteria worker.
Is that what he was?
Yes, he had a job. As crazy as that sounds, he had a concealed carry permit. He went through the background checks to be able to carry a gun. Concealed carry permit holders, as much as this may be difficult for you to believe, Go ahead.
Why would this man tell the cop, why would this man tell the cop I have a gun?
Because he did. In some states, it's legal. You legally have to.
In the law, in a lot of states, it's the law. And so if you're in, you know, if you don't know across the board what all the rules are everywhere and you want to be as safe as you can, that's probably something that you could do. I'm not going to make that recommendation because obviously it can lead to you getting shot to death. But I understand why somebody would do it.
I would not, thank you for saying that, why it's guilty. I would not make that recommendation, you know. Okay, but
in some places you get arrested.
I'm going to go on the record as saying I have no guilt at all for my particular race if I've got a race at all. Yeah. I'm not white guilty. Screw you, you old crazy bastard. Now, let me just go on the record as further saying the evidence in this case shows that not only the officer, but that many officers in the city of Minneapolis target blacks. And I don't know why.
But the fact of the matter is, the video was not entirely still of that case. There was a police guy that we have to. The video was not the entirety. The whole entire case was not based upon that video that you saw. Okay? There was
the case was based on the cop claiming he was terrified.
That was the case with Peter Liang as well. He went against departmental rules, discharging his gun in a dark stairwell. That was the case of Peter Liang.
But it's all. Okay? But he got no prison time.
Let me tell you about the Peter Liang case.
I'm looking at it right here. No prison time for ex-NYPD officer Peter Liang in fatal shooting.
So this guy blasted somebody when he shouldn't have.
Yours truly was involved in the protest, you know, to bring about justice for Peter Liang. Because we truly believe, as a nation person, actually.
Is Liang the cop or the cop?
Okay. That was a miscarriage of justice, okay? And,
so wait, you think that cop should have been found guilty, the Liang cop?
It should have been a miscarriage, in my opinion. He should not have been brought on charges of manslaughter.
So you don't think he should have been facing anything? Well, he was found not guilty, so shouldn't you be happy about that?
Okay.
Am I right, Mark? Liang?
The case.
No prison time.
No. Peter Liang was convicted, actually.
Oh, he was convicted, but didn't get any prison time.
But didn't get any jail time. Well, again, because of community pressure.
And you think that's wrong.
Absolutely.
Did he shoot an innocent man? Who did he shoot to death?
I don't care what Peter Liang did. This is what you do when you derail a conversation, Ralph. The fact is, you called in about Philando Castile. I know something about that case. You talked about a case that I don't know that much about. I just have cursory information. And you're acting like this just represents everything.
He can't say anything about Castile because Castile's unassailable.
That's because it's an ironclad case. And if you're on the side of the cop here, I've really got to question your motives.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. Hour number three is on the way. We got Joe Arpaio, the update on him, coming up.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.